Boker Tov, and welcome back to our ongoing discussion and study of Daf Yomi. We are now on a new Mishnah, on Daf Chavtala and Mubed at the very bottom of the page. And this Mishnah indicates that there are certain practices that are only done by the direct relatives of the mate, which leads to a very big dispute among the Rishonim, the Rambam, in his Perush Mishnayot, as is printed at the very top of the handout. Indicates that this Mishnah is referring to practices during Chol HaMoed. In other words, that the direct mourners, the seven relatives who could be mourning, do these practices on Chol HaMoed. Another person who hears about a death may not do these practices and violate Chol HaMoed, but that this has nothing to do with regular practice during the week. This is a little bit difficult in light of the sugya, as we will see this morning. And therefore, underneath the Rambam, I copied the Chidushi Aritva, the Ritva, along with many other Rishonim, understand, both based on the Sugi here and based on the Sugi in the Rishalmi, that this Mishnah is referring to any time, not Chol HaMoed, but if one hears about the death of somebody, he is not allowed to engage in these practices unless he is a mourner, and then we will immediately find that there are some extensions, not really exceptions, to this rule. So the Mishnah says, "Ein korine v'lo chotzin v'ein mavrin ela korvav shalmeit." So it means "Ein korine" means you don't do kriya. "Elo chotzin" is again to remove this shoulder piece from the garment, and "ein mavrin" means really this is a sort of a transitive verb that we don't deliver food to others than the korvav shalmeit, meaning that the avelim themselves are not allowed to prepare their own food. And as we saw earlier on, there is a notion of Havra'ah, Yom Rishon's, in the Deen of the Gemara, is that it's any time during the first day that meal was brought to them. And the people who are coming to bring the food themselves have to sit on an upright bed. They cannot sit low. So there seems to be a very strong delineation here which limits practices of Avelut to the direct mourners and not to anybody else who may feel sad and may want to show solidarity, etc. But we will see that this is not so simple. So the Gemara immediately says, "Vafilu chacham," but even if a chacham, if a great scholar passes away, then other people cannot engage, besides direct relatives, cannot engage in these practices. "Vatanya chacham shemeit hakol krovav." We have a brayta that says, when a chacham dies, everyone is his relative. Hakol krovav salkadaitach, when everybody suddenly becomes related to him, el hakol kikrovav, meaning everyone is judged as to be a relative, meaning hakol korin alav, everybody tears their garments for him, hakol chotzin alav, everybody reduces lowers the shoulder piece, hakol mavrin alav barchava. Now they can't come to each other's homes because you can't leave your home based on that principle. So they all meet in the street and they all bring each other food. So in other words, everybody behaves as an avel. So lo tzrich alav chachamu. Good. So our Mishnah is talking about a case where it's a regular person, not a great scholar. The Adam Kasher, what if he's an upright person, not a great scholar, but a very honest, special, upright person? Chiyuv mechayiv likra, you're obligated to tear your garments when you hear that he's passed away. Titan, you have a bright that says, why does a person's children, lo aleinu, pass away when they are young? Kadeshi yivkevit abel al Adam Kasher. Now, the direct phrasing of this is just so bizarre that we have to fix it, but the translation is, in order that he should mourn for a good person. Yivkevit Abel, Arvonika Shalkumina, what you're taking a guarantor for him? In other words, you're saying, let's train you to mourn, we'll start by taking your kids. It doesn't make sense. Ella Neshaloba Chavit Abel Adam Kasher. In other words, it's a punishment. It's not a training, but it's a punishment because he did not mourn for the loss of a good person. Shakol Bachamit Abel Adam Kasher, Mochlin Lokovanotami Shvil Kvod Shasalo. Anyone who mourns and cries for the loss of a good person is immediately forgiven because of the honor that he shows him. Of course, the notion here is that someone has to be sensitive to the fact that the loss of a good person really hurts his world and the community, etc., and should be mourning for that loss. Good. So now, Delav Adam Kasher Hu. So, all right, our Mishnah is talking about somebody who's not an especially upright person, not a bad person, just not distinguished in that way, and not a chacham. Either Kayat Amishat Yitziat Neshama, but there's a third example of where there would be somebody who's not a chacham and not an Am Kasher and you're not related to that you would still tar kriya for, and that is if you are present at the point of death. Chiyuv mechayiv, the time of Shimon ben Elazar Omer ha'omed al amed b'shayt yitziyat neshama. If you're standing in the presence of someone when they die, chayav likro, you have to tear kriya. The mazad domel sefer Torah shenisraf. What you're seeing is the death of a Jewish person, just like a sefer Torah that's being burned. You have to tear kriya, and we're going to get to that a little bit later. Shachayav likroa. So the answer is delo ha'kai hatam b'shayt yitziyat neshama. So good. So our Mishnah now must be referring to somebody who's not a chacham, who is not an adam kasher, and that you weren't present when he died. In that case, you're not allowed to do kriya. Now, a story. We're now going to have several stories about the deaths of famous people. We'll see how it plays out. Lo kar rabbanon olay. The rabbanon, the students, did not tear kriya. Amri lo gamrina mine. We didn't learn from him. So therefore, he might be a chacham, but he wasn't our rabbi. Amri lo abaye. What did abaye say? Mi tanya harav shemet. Chacham shemet tanya. The braita doesn't say that it is your rabbi who dies. The braita says a chacham. Besides, you forget, we're quoting him all the time in the Beit Midrash. So we are learning from him. So the Rabbanan thought, well, I guess we should have turned Kriya, but it's too late. But we have a Braita that says that when a Chacham passes away, you can do Kriya anytime during any eulogy. You know, it doesn't have to be at the first moment that year he passed away. So they thought they should tear right away as soon as the Abaye pointed out to them that they still could. They said, no, the great honor for the Chacham is during the eulogy for him, and therefore that's when you should tear Kriya. Good, next story. Rav Huna. Rav Huna passed away. Rav Huna, of course, in Bavel, passed away. We have several stories that happened. First thing is, they wanted to put a Sefer Torah on his bed where he lay, out of Kovod. Amaluhu Rav Chista, so Rav Chista's younger colleague said, Milta de Vachaye lo svirale, something that he himself would not have accepted in his own life. Hashtalekum lele avidle, now we're going to do it to him while he's dead. The Amar Rav Tachlifa said, Ana chazita de Rav Huna, I saw Rav Huna, de boy le meit of Apur, you wanted to sit on a bed. Mamalach Sefer Torah, he thought there was a Sefer Torah sitting on the bed. Vachaf kada ara v'otiv Sefer Torah ilave, so he took a jug and turned it over on the ground, and put the Sefer Torah on the jug, and then sat on the bed, because he felt it's inappropriate to sit on a bed with the Sefer Torah. So how are you going to put a Sefer Torah on the same bed where he is now dead? So Amakasara, so the Sheva, give him Mitasha Sefer Torah, Menachaleh. Good. So now, second problem. Mohavi Nafik Puri Mibava. The bed that Rav Huna was on could not make it out the door of the house. So they thought they would lift it out through some sort of a window and rooftops to get it out. Amadu Rav Chista, Rav Chista again spoke up. We learned from Rav Huna himself. Chacham kvodo derech patach. The honor for the Chacham is by taking him out properly through the door. So they thought maybe another solution is to pick him up and take him out and put him on another bed, because he would fit out, the bed wouldn't fit out. We learned from Rav Huna a third thing. Chacham kvodo mita rishona. The kavod of the Chacham is to take him out in the same bed that he died in the first bed. Now, where do we get that from? So this is the story of David bringing the Aron HaKodesh up to Yerushalayim. It says that they brought it up in Agala Chadasha, in a new Agala. Now, Rashi points out that the Agala Chadasha means the same wagon that the Plishtim sent with the Aron when they sent it back, and this is in Shmuel Aleph, Perak Vav, and ends up in the beginning of Perak Zion, where they sent it up to Beit Shemesh, and Beit Shemesh then sent it further up to Kiryat Yarim, and it sat there for a long time, for 20 years, until David finally brought it to Yerushalayim. But it's a little bit difficult to translate Agalah Chadasha as that same wagon, and they kept it in the same wagon, because after all, first of all, it says Chadasha, it's a new wagon. And second of all, is the text in Shmuel Aleph Perek Vav says that as soon as the wagon arrived, the people chopped up the wood from the wagon, in order to make a fire to burn a korban of the two cows that were leading the wagon. So the simplest way to read it, I believe, is Agalah Chadasha is that David made a new wagon to bring it, but the only reason he had to make a new wagon was because there was no other wagon. In other words, the ideal would be to keep it in the original place that it was. You couldn't do that, so you make a new one. But in any case, that was the halacha, that is the halacha, that a chacham should be brought out in the original bed. So what do? They can't take him out some other way. They can't switch beds. So Parus Baba, they broke through the doorway. Viafkua. Patach alei Rabbi Abba. Now the hespedim began, the eulogies. Rabbi Abba turned around and said, Ra'ui aya Rabbeinu Shishra lav Shechina. Rav Huna, our teacher, should have had the Shechina, divine presence, resting with him. Elish Bavel Garmala. But the fact he lived in Bavel kept that from happening. The notion being, the Shechina cannot rest with somebody who's outside of Israel. Zmetiv Nachum Barchis. Thus, of course, there's got to be somebody who challenges even a hesped. He challenged him. We would hope that he challenged him quietly later. Look at the second pasuk. It says that Hashem spoke to Yechezkel in Mesopotamia. In other words, there's even prophecy outside of Israel. So tafach le'avua besandalei. So his father, Rav Chista, in other words, it's Rabbi Chista, who was Rav Chista, who was of course a close chaver with Rav Huna and felt very strongly at this point. Took his shoe and he hit him. Amar le'alma min lachlo tidrot alma. Didn't I tell you not to bother people? Evidently, he did speak up in the middle of the aspect. And then he just said, by the way, my hayo. Why does it say hayo haya? In other words, God's word had come to Yechezkel, shayakfar, meaning that Yechezkel had already had nevuah in Eretz Yisrael somehow, and therefore he was able to continue having nevuah in Bavel. This is a very famous piece that Kuzari builds on in his Ma'amar Sheni, starting in paragraph 20. It's interesting to take a look. Kiasku alahatam. So now is the bed came to Eretz Yisrael for burial. Amrule the Rabbi Ami or the Rabbi Yasi. Rabbi Ami and Rabbi Yasi, who were the big Kohanim Chashuvim of Eretz Yisrael, and they were people who showed great deference to Rav Huna in his life. What they told him, Rav Huna ate. They said, Rav Huna is coming. They didn't say Rav Huna azal. Rav Huna is coming. Amru ki avin and hatam lo havilam mibluy ereshin minei. When we were there, we couldn't even look up at him. In other words, we were in such awe of him. Hashta atin and hacha ata batrein. Now he's coming after us. Why is he coming here? Amru le arun oba. Then they clarified. They said, no, he's not coming. His casket is coming. He's dead. V'yam Rabbi Yasi Nafuk. They went out to greet it. Of course, not to get too close to the Kohanim, but they went out to greet the Aron. Rabbi Yila Rabbi Chanina lo Nafuk. Other rabbis didn't go out to greet the Aron. Kedamri Rabbi Yila Nafuk v'chanina lo Nafuk. Another version is, Rabbi Yamin and Rabbi Yasi aren't in the Parsha because they're Kohanim, but Rabbi Yila and Rabbi Chanina, one went out, and Rabbi Chanina did not go out. Now, do Nafuk my Tameh. Why? What's the reason for the guy who did go out to greet the Aron? The Tanya Aron ha'ovrem makom ma'akom amdim ala v'shura. If a casket carrying a body goes from place to place, you stand, you make the row that he walks between, and you say the proper recitations. Now, Delona, so now we understand why Rabbi Ila or Rabbi Yamin Rabbi Asi went out to greet the Aron. So now, why didn't Rabbi Chanina go out to greet the Aron? So we got a brayta that says you don't go out. So now, Kasha Nadadi, we obviously have a conflict between these braytot. So, Lokasha, Kasha Shildo Kayemet, Kasha Rin Shildo Kayemet. Depends on how much is left of the body when the casket is coming. Right, and if the shelet, if the basic framework of the body is still there, then you do stand up. Now, Rav Huna shildo kayematave. Rav Huna indeed was still around. Delo nafak lo simu akame, and the one who didn't go out, whether it's Rav Chanina only or Chanina Rav Ila, didn't go out to greet it. They didn't know that the body was still around. They thought, oh, this is in a casket; it's been for a while, and therefore they didn't go out. Amri echa ninche. So then they asked the question: Where should we bury him? Funa rebates Torah be Yisrael, Rabbi Chia rebates Torah be Yisrael. Both of them, Rav Huna and Rabbi Chia, who had been deceased for a little while, this is in the third century, late third century, both of them generated and propagated much Torah be Yisrael, famous Torah of Maisid, Rabbi Chia, Gdolim Maisid, Rabbi Chia. They taught much Torah in Yisrael. Man ma'ayale. Right, so they should, so they agree that they should bury Rav Huna next to Rav Chia. So man ma'ayale, who will bring him in? Who will bring the body into the catacomb? Rav Chaga, ana ma'ayale, I'll do it. So kamta the Talmudoi ki avena bar tmane sari shnin velo chazi li keri. I mastered the Talmud when I was 18, and I haven't seen a keri since. Umash malei kamei v'yade bo'uvade. Right? I was a student before Rav Huna, and I know how great Rav Huna was. All right, and as an example, what do I know about him? One story that we'll tell. One day his tefillin strap turned inside out. He fasted 40 fasts for that. So I know how great a person he is. So I was a master of Talmud myself, and I studied with him, and I know how great he is. So he brought the bed in. So Ravuna's own sons, the sons of Rabbi Chiya were lying there on the two sides of Rabbi Chiya himself. They were already, that's where they were buried. Amale Yehuda l'Chizkia. So Yehuda said to Chizkia, Kumi duchtach, to have orach ara dekayim Rav Huna. He said, get up, because it's inappropriate that Rav Huna should be standing. Hara dekayim kam bahadei amuda denura. And when he stood up, a pillar of fire stood up with him. This is dead. Chazi Rav Chagas, Rav Chagas saw this. Invit zokfei laronei v'nafak. Rav Chagas saw this pillar of fire, got very scared, picked the aron up, and ran out. Right, and so therefore then he came back in and buried him. And by the way, the reason that he was not punished was because at least he took the time to set the casket up properly before he ran out, and so therefore he was not punished for being close to this heavenly fire. Good. When Rav Chista died, the same story, they wanted to put a Sefer Torah on his bed. Something that his Rebbe Rav Huna would not do. So the students thought they should never sew up their rent garments. When, unlike parents, that you never rent, you never mend it, and you only partially mend it after Shloshim, when it comes to a Chacham that dies in Yeter Kriya, as soon as the bed is out of your presence and you turn your back on it, then you can fix it already. When these two Chachamim, Rabba Bar Huna and Rav Hamnuna, passed away in Babel, askinu lahatam, they took them up to Eretz Yisrael. Kimatu agishra kamu gamli. When they came to a bridge, which is evidently not wide enough for both bodies to go through at the same time, the animals stopped. Amalu ahu tayah, so an Arab said, my high, what's going on? Amrulei rabbanim de ka'avdi yakara adadi. You know what it is? The rabbis are showing honor for each other. These rabbis who are deceased are showing honor for each other, insisting the other one go first. And so therefore the animals are stopped. Mar neil beresha. Each one is saying, you go first. Martinu d'rabba bar huna leil beresha. Right? So the deen should be that Rabba bar huna should indeed go first. Because he's the son of Rav Huna, the great Rav Huna we just learned about. Chalif Gamle de Rabba Bar Huna. So Rabba Bar Huna's animal started walking ahead. Notur Kache Vishine Dautayaya. Suddenly that Arab's teeth fell out. Patachalehu Yanuka, a little kid said, Gazai Yishishim Alan Ravel Vimo Sefer Milchamot, Kat Vikipodu Chpalu Lirot Peshod Veshever Abam Yishinar, Katsaf Al Olamo, Mechamas Imenu Nefashot, Samachem Kechala Harasha. So a little kid came out and said this whole eulogy that Rav Hamnuna has come with this book of Milchamot, Milchamot Hashem, etc. It's a beautiful eulogy for the Chachamim who came. When Ravina passed away, Patach Aleihu Saftana, a eulogizer opened up and said, Tamarim Aniu Rosh Al Tzadik Katamar. Date trees. These are, of course, not psukim. These are eulogies made up by the rabbis. The date trees should bend their heads for a tzaddik who is like a date tree. Tzaddik katarei frach. Nasim leilot kiyamim al meisim leilot kiyamim. We should make our days as nights. In other words, morning for the one who made his nights as days studying. Amar Ravashi the Bar Kippok, Kahu Yoma May Amart. So he said to Bar Kippok, what did you say? He was a eulogizer. Amar le Amen. I said, Im barazim nafla shall have it, maya suez awake here, famous adage. If a fire is consumed, the cedars, what is the moss on the walls going to do? In other words, if the great ones have passed away, what are we going to do? Leviatan mechakahu Allah, maya sud gerakak. If the Leviathan cannot use its palate, what are the little fish going to do? V'nachal shotef nafla chakam, mayasu megevim. All right, again, if a mighty stream is not working, what are the little streams going to do? Amar le baravin, chas v'shalom nechakam v'shalhev it v'tzadike amina. So he said, God forbid that you should use such parables when you're talking about tzaddikim. Umay amar, what did you really say? Amina, b'chul avelim v'lo la'aveda. Cry for the mourners and not for the lost. Right? In other words, the one who's lost, she'ilim ruchav anu la'anacha, he is at rest and we're in pain. Chalash date alayu, v'tapuch karayu. So they became very sad when they heard this, and their feet turned, their legs kind of turned. So as a result of hearing this very painful thing, v'hainu da'am Rav Ashi, lo bar kipok chalitz v'lo bar avin chalitz. That's what Rav Ashi said in Masachet Yevamot, that neither bar kipok nor bar avin can properly perform chalitza, because their feet are all messed up. These are two saftani who said things that were evidently inappropriate. Rava ki aviata ledigvat. When Rava came to the Tigris, Amar le Varavin, he said to Varavin, kum ema milta. Say something. Kav yamar, ba'u rov shlishit b'mayim, zechor v'rachem, ta'inu me'acharecha, ki shami ba'ala, al tazlichenu ka'ot me mara. Right, so when they came to the... to the Tigris, and they were afraid of the Tigris overflowing. This is what he had him get up and say. He said, "The Rov Shlishit," referring to Am Yisrael, has come underwater. Remember us, right? And don't abandon us as the sign from Mara. Chanin Yochanan Zera Abba Yaakov Yossi Shmuel Chia Menachem. Good, that's the siman. Rabbi Chanin chapne de Bein Nasi Ahav. Good. Rabbi Chanin was a son-in-law of the Bein Nasi. Lo kahavulei bani. He didn't have any children. Ba rachmi vahavulei. Daven that he should have kids. Ahu yoma dahavilei nach nafshe. And the day that his child was born, he died. Patachalei usaftanas, what eulogizer said, simcha letuga nefcha. Happiness has turned to sadness. Hason viagon nidbaku. Ve'et simchato nenach. Ve'et chaninato avad chanino. So a play on words about how the day that he was finally given something, he was taken away. Asiku lechanan al shmei. So they called the kid Hanan on his father's name. Now, kinachan afshed Rabbi Yochanan, when Rabbi Yochanan died, patach ale Rabbi Yitzchak ben Elazar. Hashalom Yisrael ki yom bo ha-shemesh batzorayim. This is as bad as the sun setting at midday. Tichtiv, the pasuk in Amos, is pasuk number three on the page. This is referring to the day that Yoshiyahu was killed in Megiddo, and as it were, our son was snuffed out. Rabbi Yochanan died. Rabbi Ami shiva u'shloshim. Rabbi Ami practiced a total of elu. Rabbi Ami bereid Rabbi Chia bar Abba. Rabbi Ami da'ava legarmi hu da'ava. That he was doing on his own. It's not a proper psak. Ta'achim Rabbi Chia bar Abba Rabbi Yochanan. Even your own Rebbe, you only have one day of Avilut. This is a famous Gemara. We saw it in Megillah a couple weeks ago. Eretz Shinar Haravi Yalda. Mesopotamia gave birth to this child. Eretz Tzvi Gidla Shashua, but Eretz Tzvi, Eretz Yisrael, raised her. Oina la Amra Rakat ki Ibda Klei Chemdata. Rakat, which may be Tveria, should weep because its precious jewels are lost. Is Rabbi Avahu of Caesarea. Achitu amude de kasri maya. So the pillars of Caesarea filled with water. Rabbi Yossi, when Rabbi Yossi died, shafu marzave de Tzipora dama. All the rain spouts in Tzipori, where his town, were filled with blood. Rabbi Yaakov itchamiu kochve biyamama. The stars shone during the day. Rabbi Yossi yakru kol ilanai. All the trees uprooted. Rabbi Chia nechitu kefe denura mirakia. When Rabbi Chia passed away, there were rock fire that came out of heaven. De Rabbi Menachem Rabbi Yossi yishtau tzalmanayu v'havu l'mechlatzaya. So what happened when he passed away? All of the statues lost their faces. They became like flat. All the andartaot, which are the commemorative statues, got cut down. Rabbi El Yashiv, ichatru shavin machtarta benahardeya. 70 tunnels got somehow burrowed in Mardea, Dorhamnuna Nachitu Kefe Devarda Mirkia. Again, hailstones came down from heaven. Rav Yosef Nishu Kefe Defrat Ahadadi. The banks of the Euphrates kissed each other when Rav and Rav Yosef passed away. When they passed away, Nishu Kefe Diglat Ahadadi. The banks of the Tigris kissed each other. In other words, the banks came together. Afshed Rav Mishashaya Ta'un Dikli Sheitzi. That the palm trees all suddenly had thorns on them instead of palms, instead of dates. These are all, of course, each one of these is worth a lot of analysis to understand why that particular Chacham, at his death, the result was that. That's more than our form can absorb. Tana Rabbanan. Now, we get to a braita about Kraim She'ein Mitachin, a rip that somebody is obligated to do in their clothes that is never resung. Hakorei al aviv v'al imo, for parents, v'al rabosh the middle Torah, for your Revi, v'al nasi, the head of the Sanhedrin, v'al beitin, the second, v'al shmot ha'ra'ot, catastrophic news, v'al berkat Hashem, if you hear God's name being disparaged or cursed, v'al sefer Torah shenisraf, a public burning of the Torah, you see a burning of the Torah, v'al arei Yehuda, if you see the cities of Judea in their destruction, v'al ha'mikdash, if you see the place of the mikdash, v'al Yerushalayim, in the destroyed city of Yerushalayim, Korea Mikdash Mosif al Yerushalayim, and the way you do it is you tear for the Mikdash, and then you add to that tear for Yerushalayim. In the next podcast, we will get to the details about the last few items, but we'll start for the first few. Avivim over Abosh and Lotor Aminayim. How do I know that you tear for your parents and for your Rebbe, and don't ever mend them? Tiv Elisha Ro'ev Mitzayik Avi Avi Rochev Yisrael Afar Hashav. When Elisha saw Eliyahu go up to heaven, which, as far as Elisha is concerned, was his death, he said, my father, the chariot of Israel. Avi, Avi, what's that? Avi Vimo, that's an allusion to his parents. Rechav Yisrael Afar Hashav, the chariot of Israel, Zerah Bosh Limdo Torah. Now, my mashma, how do we get Rechav, chariot, to be as your Rebbe? Could have been talking about Yosef, Rabbi, Rabbi, the Tavon Yisrael, but Slute Yratichinu Farashin. That the Targum of that passage is, my teacher, who was as good for Israel as chariots, good in his tefillah. V'lo mitachin menalan, how do we know that we never mend these? Tichtiv ayachazek gadavi kraim l'shnayim kraim. What did Elisha do? He grabbed his clothes and he tore them into two tears. This we already saw. Mimashra shenemar v'ikraim v'niyo da'ashir l'shnayim. If it says he tore them, obviously it's into two. V'lo'amit shekruim v'omdim l'shnayim le'olam. What it teaches is they were always two, meaning they remained two forever. So he asked Rabbi Yochanan, but Eliyahu was alive. Why was Elisha tearing? Since Elisha never saw him again, as the Pasuk says, therefore it's like death. Good. How do we know the next three items on the list, which are the Av Beit Din, the Nasi, the Av Beit Din, and bad news? This is when David hears about the death of Shaul and Yonatan, and the defeat up on Harai Gilboa, in the beginning of Shmuel Bet. He tore his clothes, and they fasted till the end of the day. Al Shaul, one, v'al Yonatan, v'no, v'al Am Adonai, v'al Beit Yisrael, k'naflu b'charev. For Shaul, and for Yonatan, and for Am Hashem, and for all of the house of Israel that fell in war. Shaul, Zenasi. Shaul was the king, so he's the Nasi. Yonatan Za'av Beitin, he was the crown prince, so he's considered here parallel to the Av Beitin. Al-Am Adonai V'al Beit Yisrael, what's that? Elu Shmo Tarot, the bad news, we lost the war. Amalei Rav Bar Shabba L'Rav Kahan of Ve'ema Ad'Avu Kulu. So maybe you have to have the death of the Nasi and the Av Beitin and Shmo Tarot in order to tear. After all, David tore only once. Amalei Al-Al Yivsi Kanyan. Every time it says for this and for that, for Shaul and for Yonatan, etc., that means that each one of them is worthy of Kriya. Since when do you tear Kriya when you hear bad news? They came and told Shmuel, Ketal Shavur Malka, Tracer Alpha Yudoi, Mzigat Kas, Kesari. Shavur Malka, the Sasanian king, killed 12,000 Jews in this particular place, Volokara. Shmuel didn't tear Kriya. Lomra El Rov Tzibur. And that's only when the entire community is at stake. Just like the story of Shavur and Yonatan. Umiktal Shavur Malka Yudai. Parenthetically, we ask, since when did the Sasanian king Shavur kill Jews? He wasn't necessarily a great lover of Jews, but he was certainly afraid of them, and his mother had a particularly fond attitude toward the Jews. He said to Shmuel himself, I should get a bracha because I never killed a Jew. So Ataminu Garmelin Afshay. The answer is those Jews kind of brought it on themselves. To the sound of the strings, of the harp strings, Yeteri Meitarim, in Mezigar Kesari, Pakashura de Ludkia, the city of Ludkia's wall fell down. In other words, the Jews were rebelling. They were evidently joining the Romans in a rebellion, or trying to front a Roman attack on the Sasanians. And as a result of that, the city fell. Good. Al-Birkat Hashem in Alan. How do we know if we hear God's name being disparaged? Yitar Kriya, Dichtiv. This is a scene towards the end of Malachim. Malachim Bet Perak Yud Zayin Yud Chet, when Rav Shakei, in the year 701, when Rav Shakei, the general of Sanheriv's army, comes to Yerushalayim and threatens the entire city, and says, don't you're relying on your king, you're relying on God, he hasn't done anything for you, etc., which is quite a disparaging statement. So the people came to report to Chizkiyahu what happened, and their garments were rent. So whether you hear God's name being disparaged or you hear about it from somebody, you have to tear. But the witnesses who heard it once in Tor Kriya, when they testify in Beit Din and say it, they don't have to tear Kriya again, because they already heard Tor when they heard. What do we care if they heard it then? They're hearing it again now when they say it. Because what happened is that these three leaders came to Chizkiyahu and told him what happened, and then Chizkiyahu tore his garments. They didn't tear again. So you see that when you report about it, you don't have to tear again even though you're hearing it when you're saying it. And how do we know that we never stitch these up? We talk about parents and your Rebbe. How do we know? And how do we know? Because the same word Kriya appears in the case of David, which is the second step of three, and the case of Birkat Hashem, Kruei Begadim, the last one, and that all ties into the first three, which said Shnayim Kraim, which means they're always going to be two separate ones. The last piece that we're going to take a look at is Sefer Torah Shnisraf Menal, and how do we know if a Sefer Torah is burnt, we have to tear Kriya? Dichtiv, Ahiki Kro Yehudi, Shalosh Tlatot Ve'arba'a Yikra'eha, Etar HaSofer V'ashlecha La'esh Asher Al Ha'ach. Now, this pasuk itself is kind of strange, and therefore we want to figure out what's going on. But what happened is that the scroll that Yirmiyahu had written got thrown into a fire. Amru le Yehoyakim. So this is the times of Yehoyakim, who is the king after Yoshiyahu. Tav Yirmiyahu sefer kinot. Yirmiyahu wrote Echa. Amar lehu mativ bei. So he said, what does it say? Echa yeshva badad. It says the city of Yerushalayim is sitting lonely, like a widow. Malu Anamalke said, "Ah, what are you talking about? I'm a king, and so it doesn't bother me, right?" Amrlo Bachotiv Kevalayla. She weeps at night. Anamalka, I'm a king. Galta Yehuda Mioni. Yehuda has gone into exile. Anamalka, I'm a king. Tachet Zion Avilot. The ways that Zion are mournful. Nobody's going there. Anamalka. Hayut Sareha Lurosh. Then he says, her enemies have become in charge. Amrlo Man Amra. Who said this? Why? What's the rest of that pasuke? It says, pasuke? That it says, because Hashem has become very sad because of all of her sins. Miyad kadar kol azkarot shebaos shafan ba'esh. What did Yehoyakim do? He took the Megillah, and he took every mention of Hashem, and he burned them up. It says in the pasuk number 10 on the page, the people around him were not scared, and they did not tear their clothes. They should have torn their clothes because they saw Shemot getting burnt up. Maybe it was not because of the burning of the Torah, but because of the bad news that was in the Megillah. There was no bad news yet. It was prophecy. So they were tearing their clothes because they should have torn their clothes because of the burning of the Sefer. If you see a Sefer Torah torn up, there are two kriot, a chad al agvil, a chad al aktav. One because of the parchment and one because of the letters. Right, because it says after in the last pasuk on the page, after the king burnt the Megillah and the words. Right, the Megillah referring to the parchment. They were sitting in front of Rabbi Abba. Ba'u lafnuye. He wanted to leave. Shkale le totafte achte abesadya. So he took his totafot and he put it on the pillow. Atoy bat namita ba'al mivle. Right, a particular kind of an animal came and wanted to eat it up. It's a batayana, it was a kind of bird. It wanted to eat it up, swallow it up. Amar hashta ichayim lishte kriyot. So now, had that happened, I would be chayiv to tear two kriyot, had it eaten up my tefillin. Amar le menalacha, they said, how do you know that? Vahabedidi avi uvda vatoy the kamedu of matna velo havi yadei. I asked Rav Matna the same question in a case like this, and he didn't know. Vahakim rav Yehuda vamar li hachim ashmuel omru ela bizroa uchemase shahaya. Said it's not true that you always have to tear two kriyot when such a thing happens. That's only if a Sefer Torah is torn up violently by an enemy, just like the story with the King Yehoyakim burning it. But if it's torn inadvertently or an animal comes and takes it, then there is no kriya to do. The kriya is not for the loss of the Sefer, but for the violence done against Shem Hashem. Everyone should have a wonderful day, and Mirtz Hashem, the next podcast will be available after Shabbat, and the final podcast, as promised, on Masechet Moed Katan will be available on the 14th of Nisan on Monday. Shabbat Shalom.